Welcome to TEXA Talks, a series of podcasts where we chat with higher education experts and TEXA specialists about new initiatives, good practice, and other topics that matter to Australia's higher education sector.
Today I'm speaking with Helen Gamil, Director of TEXA's Higher Education Integrity Unit. We're talking about TEXA's first successful injunction to block a commercial academic cheating website. Welcome, Helen. Can you begin by telling us why TEXA has taken this court action?
Thanks, Lisa. Commercial academic cheating is a particular type of academic dishonesty. So all kinds of academic dishonesty have the effect of undermining the integrity of higher education. It undermines people's confidence in higher education. It undermines their confidence in the professionals that have graduated from those institutes of higher learning. And it actually, in the case of commercial academic cheating, exposes students to criminal activity. So TEXA is very keen to support students and to support the integrity of higher education by taking action against these commercial providers of illegal cheating services.
And this action is the result of new legislation, is that correct?
That's correct. So in September 2020, the Australian government passed a bill which amended the TEXA Act and allowed the agency to seek injunctions and prosecutions against providers of academic cheating services.
There must be hundreds of sites like this one. How will this particular injunction stop cheating service providers targeting students?
Unfortunately, that's true, Lisa. We have seen a huge proliferation of cheating sites over the last few years, and this site is one amongst hundreds or potentially even thousands. So seeking to block access to these websites is not the only action that we'll be taking, but I think it's important that providers of these services understand that the Australian government is serious about taking action against their businesses. This was really a question for us of testing our interpretation of the laws, testing that we could be successful in our application to the federal court.
Can you please tell us how a student can tell the difference between legitimate tutor services and cheating websites?
That's a really important and valid question, and it's not always necessarily completely obvious to students that these are cheating services that they're being offered. But I suppose there's a few key things to look out for. Firstly, unsolicited approaches. Students have reported being approached on social media, so they might type a post or a status update saying they're struggling with an assignment or they've been up all night writing an assignment, and then find that they're targeted with messages from these cheating service providers. So unsolicited offers of help would certainly be a red flag. Anytime a website is asking you to upload some of your own work in order to access their services, we know that that's a quirk of their business models where they then often take that and sell that content on to other people. So if you're being asked to upload your work, but primarily, students should really be aware of the support services that are available to them through their provider. All providers offer academic support services to their students, and that's the avenue that students should be using to get help with their assessments.
Thanks, Helen. Perhaps we could finish by talking about any other actions the unit's taking to stamp out cheating.
TEXA broadly and the Higher Education Integrity Unit are pursuing a broad body of work to try and support institutions and students to address the threat of commercial academic cheating, in addition to the federal and court injunctions that will block access to specific websites. The new legislation also gives the agency power to seek criminal or civil prosecutions for the providers of these services. So that's certainly another avenue that we'll be looking at in the coming year. We're also rolling out a range of educative resources, some that are aimed at students, some that are aimed at providers, and looking at aiming some at decision makers, so that when an institution believes a student has breached academic integrity policies, there's really a clear pathway forward for them to understand how they would go about detecting and confirming that with evidence. So we're also working in partnership with the sector in a range of ways to make sure that they inform us of when they become aware of cheating websites, and that we develop a mechanism for sharing that intelligence back to the institutions themselves. So there's a range of measures that we're taking as we work with our providers and across the sector to try and address this threat.
Thank you, Helen. If you'd like more information, TEXA has a suite of posters, presentation slides, and videos explaining why cheating is never the right answer. We encourage you to download these student-focused resources and share them across your communication channels. The Download Hub and information about academic integrity is available at texa.gov.au.
This podcast was produced by the Tertiary Education Quality and Standards Agency, Australia's independent national quality assurance and regulatory agency for higher education. You can find more podcasts in this TEXA Talk series at texa.gov.au.